What is going on, you guys? It's your girl Cece, and welcome to this episode of From the Mind of Cece. Yes. I know. It has been a while since you heard from me. I have decided to make this into a monthly podcast. The reason being is because I wanted to make sure I can give myself fully to all my endeavors, and I felt like the podcast was not getting my full attention. So this way, if I do it monthly, I can give myself enough time to research and give a good topic, a good amount of notes for the topic, get a guest, not scramble getting guests, because that was another thing, to scramble and get guests every week, every 2 weeks. I even tried every 3 weeks. It was something. And my other businesses, and mind you, I still work a regular 9-to-5. It's a lot. It really is a lot. So I really want to make sure my podcast gets my attention and it gets a proper episode. So I figured monthly is the way to go. Don't worry. Don't get sad. I definitely will do bonus episodes here and there if something is really on my mind or if there's a topic that really needs to be discussed. Don't worry. I will be doing bonus episodes here and there. So this episode is going to be called March Madness. March Madness. Excuse me. You already know sometimes. So this episode is March Madness, as I was saying. This has been a crazy month. So much has been going down. Each topic I'm going to touch on could literally had an episode all by itself, but I'm condensing everything because you already heard about it or you talked about it already. And I'm so glad I'm doing it today on Sunday because something crazy even happened today. So sit back and relax and grab a drink. Grab a smoke, grab some food, whatever you want to do. You already know I'm going to have my small music break, and I'll be back, and we're going to dive into this episode, y'all. Stay tuned.
Baby, call me. We've been up way off track. You don't hit me back when I need you. Making me weak. What you gon' make me beg? I get on my knees if that please you. Shut it up, you ain't gon' find it. You don't find it, feel like he, baby. Show me a sign that you could be mine. I'm looking for a little leeway. I'm in the back on the way you left off, cause you got me on freeze, baby. I'm checking the log and you ain't involved. I can't take it cause you left me on red. I've been waiting all day. Got me all in my head. Everything that you said. Maybe just take that time. You can have some of mine. But you ain't made up your mind. You keep me waiting. You keep me waiting all night.
With your actions, I ain't the one. Baby, I'm so headstrong. It's your lucky day if I answer. Oh, you ain't gonna find the sort of reply you wanted to get out of me, babe. How many times are you gonna try? I'm waiting for you to leave it. Blue tick, sign off. No, you want more out of me, babe. Checking your log, I ain't involved. No, you can't take it.
Yeah, I left you on red. I've been waiting all day. But you was all in your head. You deserve what I say. Oh, you wasted my time. You can't have no mind. Yeah, I made up my mind. keep you waiting all night.
Hey, so I'm back and I'm ready to dive straight into this episode. So as I said, this episode is March Madness and it's just me and you this episode. Nobody else. We have a lot to dive into. Before I even get started, let me just say my condolences to anyone that has lost people or people that have lost their lives in the two mass shootings that has happened this month, the one that has happened in Atlanta and the other that has happened in Colorado. We're so worried, or they, not we're, they are so worried about international terrorists. They need to focus on the homegrown terrorists. I'm not going to dig too much into that right now, but you already know what I mean. You already know what I'm saying, and that's all I'm going to give light on right now. But I do want to give my condolences because it's truly sad and truly upsetting that these people lost their lives over nonsense. It's truly sad, and my heart breaks for the victims and their families. So we're going to move on, and we're going to go straight into March Madness, okay? There's so much that went on this month, okay? We're going to talk about Meghan Markle. We're going to talk about Kirk Franklin. We're going to talk about the Stimmies. And this was not a good month for relationships. J-Lo, Kanye, Sweetie, Gary Owens, Derek Jackson. It's just so much happen with relationships as well. So we're going to start off with Meghan Markle. I personally did not watch the Oprah interview. I have my personal reasons why I don't really rock with Oprah like that. I'm not going to get into that right now. I will watch bits and pieces, but I did not watch the whole episode. I did see the recaps. I did see other podcasters and other YouTubers reactions to it. So I will give them the views and them the acknowledgments, you know, or the likes for it. So what stood out to me was when they talked about Archie's complexion, because come on now. Meghan kind of looks like a Paula Patton. You know, she's a certain complexion. Yes, she's black, but she's, like I said, she's like a certain complexion. So how dark did they think Archie was going to be? And to me, Harry would have married Meghan if she was as dark as Grace Jones. I don't think he would have cared. And I don't think he does care about the complexion of his wife or his child, which is why I love Harry so much. He is truly his mother's child, and I'm so glad he embraced his mother's spirit, because his brother did not, you know? So Meghan's talked about her problems with Kate and Kate not defending her when they had a misunderstanding and people were lashing out at her, thinking that her and Kate had a feud or something. And I totally understand why Meghan, she got bashed for it, and Kate did not even say no, that didn't happen. So Kate just let her get thrown to the wolves and say anything. Meghan was mad that they host parties for the tabloids in within the royal family, even though they talk so bad about her. I mean, I remember they was calling the monkeys and everything. Some of the tabloids were really, really horrible to Meghan and Archie, and they're throwing parties for them. She's talked about her depression and how she asked for help and no help was given to her. She spoke about no security was given to her and baby Archie. She spoke about how Prince Harry was cut off financially, and they're basically just living off the money that Princess Diana left for Harry. They did say that the Queen is not the problem, and William and Charles is the problem. My thing is, even though the Queen is not, quote unquote, the problem, she's letting it happen. So, you know, just because someone is not jumping you, they're watching you get jumped. It's the same thing. You know, you're not helping me. You're not helping the situation. You're sitting there watching me get attacked. You're just as bad to me. And the sad part to me is they had to run here to America. You had to run to America to try to, quote unquote, get better treatment, which is crazy to me. Like, really, America for better racial treatment? Oh man, how bad is it over there? You know, that just broke my heart for her even more so, you know? And it's sad that they had to do that. And they had to go to Tyler Perry and ask for security because they were not given any security when they got here. No security at all. No security. None. No security. No security at all when you got here. It's just, it blows the mind. It blows the mind to me. It's disgusting. It's really disgusting. So that's my take on Meghan and Harry. I'm so glad that Harry is holding his wife down, holding his queen down, as he should. And I'm so glad that, I don't even know what to say, because he literally, his whole family to me basically turned their back on them. And it's so sad that they had to go through all this. It's crazy. So we're going to move on, and we're going to talk about my boy, Kirk Franklin, and the infamous curse out video. Okay? To me, I'm mad at the sun. Okay? He's 33 years old, okay? For it to be bubbling over like that, it had to be going on for a while. It had to be going on for a while. And for him to tape his father and to air it out on social media like that was very messy. He knew what he was doing, you know? And apparently, or allegedly, it was a counseling session with T.D. Jakes. And even though he said, you know, it was supposed to have been a counseling session, he's still taping it. And he still wanted to expose his father. And the son that's exposing him is from a previous relationship. Before he got married to his current wife, you know, he had a son before he met her. She had a daughter before she met Kirk. And they both had two children together. So Kirk has, you know, the two children with his wife, this son here, and then a bonus daughter, you know, from his wife. And it's just crazy. The baby was saying that allegedly that the oldest is on drug use and all this other stuff. And he's saying that he doesn't know where the family lives. It's just a big mess. My thing is, if you're listening, Mom, I love you, but you know you have cussed me out on the phone, okay? Saved or not saved, if your child tests you, you're going to cuss them out. It's just how it goes. And just because you're a celebrity, or just because you are a renowned gospel singer, gospel orchestrator, doesn't mean you're not human. And that was really messy of him to do this to his father. He knew what he was doing. And I think that was just dead wrong. You know, he's doing it. I just really just have my own opinion on it. But I just think that was super messy. You know, make sure y'all hit me up and let me know what y'all thought about Kirk. And I'm so glad that a lot of us were like, we're not canceling Kirk. We both was like, so what? I get cussed out by my mama all the time. So we're going to move on to Stimmy. Good old Papa Joe, you know, got us our 1400 Stimmy, most of us that don't have children, because fortunately I don't have any extra dependents to be getting the extra money for the Stimmies. And I'm glad that the money is going back into the economy. I'm glad that people are, you know, getting some financial relief, even though America is second behind Mexico when it comes to stimulus payments. Other countries have been getting $1,200 a freaking month or $900 a week. We are second behind Mexico. What does that tell you? Okay. We're second behind Mexico. Let that marinate for a little bit. Just let that marinate. Let that sit for a little bit. Let that sit in your brain. We're second behind freaking Mexico when it comes to stimulus payments. The other countries are laughing at us right now. As always, we're always a laughing stock about it. But I did see the story about the poor family that got killed over it. And that was sad. That part was sad. But I'm really happy that some money is getting circulated back into it. And people are out there spending that money, honey. Spend that money. You see this? Look at this. My phone just doing what it do. You see, this is what I mean. You're sitting here trying to record something and then the phone just goes crazy. Anyway, we're going to move on to the next topic, which is the month of breakups. The good, the bad, and the happy, and the sad. Which I don't think there's no real good when it comes to these relationships this month. First, we're going to go into my girl, J-Lo and A-Rod. I don't care what y'all say. I love me some J-Lo. I always love J-Lo. I think she just gets a bad rap. And I think people just too quick to judge, because even though her relationships might seem a lot to people, it's still less than the average girl that's already out here thotting and bopping. But y'all don't want to talk about y'all situations, but you quick to talk about J-Lo, okay? Anyway, to me, she really just... My poor girl. Bendito. I really thought this was it for her. I really thought this was the guy. And I don't trust A-Rod. I think he's freaking lying to her. I really think he's playing games.
Loser.
Okay. I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't know. This freaking Madison Lecrae, this reality TV star that allegedly is having a secret rendezvous with him or whatever have you. I'm not sure what to even call it, but they're having a FaceTime cheating affair. But as you know, J-Lo and A-Rod has been together for 4 years. They have been engaged for 2. I don't know where this Madison chick came from. All I know is that she's from reality TV. And she's claiming that she has been FaceTiming A-Rod. And that she's been gloating about how she's stealing A-Rod's, you know, from her. And I just don't understand it, because you have Jennifer Lopez as your woman. You have J Lo as your woman. I don't understand it. Anyway, that's that. They didn't break up. They only broke off their engagement. They're still together. I guess they're working out what they need to work out. And they're going to keep it pushing until, you know, I don't know. But I'm rooting for her. I love her. I want them to stay together. And I want them to stay committed to their relationship. I want A-Rod to stop giving these hoes any energy at all. Okay? Stop giving these hoes attention. Okay? Don't give them no attention. Don't give them no attention. Next, we're going to move on to the relationship that we all saw coming. Like, who didn't see this coming? Who didn't see this coming? Who didn't know this was going to happen? We could all put money on it. We all would have won some money. Like, when you saw it, were you surprised at all? What name do you think I'm going to say? Kanye and Kim. We all saw this one coming. And honestly, I'm not even mad at, Daggone. Why I can't even think straight right now. I'm not even mad at Kim right now. Because she really did stay in there longer than I thought she was. She really did stay in there longer than I thought she was. She really did. And Kanye just, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. But by now, they are not technically divorced yet. They're going through the whole thing, this whole song and dance. I really think Kanye just didn't stop taking his medication. And I'm really proud of Kim to even hang in there as long as she did. I'm really surprised she hung in there that long. I ain't gonna hold you. I really am, honestly. I was really shocked she stayed there that long. I really am. So we're not even gonna talk too much into Kanye and Kim, because everybody knows what happened with them. Everybody knows what happened. Everybody knows. Everybody knows what's going on. Everybody knows Kanye was just a disaster, unfortunately. So the one that shocked the mess out of me, without a doubt, and I was really hurt because I liked them together. That was a bad jumbo. I'm going to have to find another jumbo, okay? I'm going to have to find another jumbo. It's Saweetie and Quavo. I really liked them together. I really, truly liked them together. I was so shocked. I was so shocked. I was so confused. I was so very confused. Exactly. That's what I did. I was really, really confused. So when I found out about it, I didn't even have to hear what happened. I knew it. I knew what happened. Allegedly, Quavo cheated. And we already know men that have money, they just try to throw money at the situation. He threw Birkin bags at her. He threw Bentleys at her. He tried everything to fix his situation. And it just didn't work. Sis finally woke up and sis finally realized that it wasn't worth it. And I'm so glad that she decided to choose her and to see that she's worth more than a Birkin bag and Bentleys because she can afford it herself. Her star really has been on the rise, and she really doesn't need a man to do any of that from her. You know, excuse me, I'm drinking a swig of water because it's a long time to talk by myself. You know me, I usually have guests. I usually, if I do an episode by myself, it's not usually this long. I usually don't talk 20 minutes by myself. But there's a lot to happen this month. I was trying to do a little ad-libs for y'all. Do y'all like the little sounds and stuff, the little extra things? I'm trying. I'm gonna limit them because that other one was horrible. But, you know. Anyway, we're going to move on because we already see what happened with, unfortunately, with Quavo and Saweetie. He messed that up because she really was I think she was a good look for him. We already know he freaking cheated. Allegedly. I'm still saying allegedly because nothing really came out. And oh, did you hear he allegedly returned the Bentley that he gave her? So tacky. So freaking tacky. Now, the one that's kind of new that I was also surprised about, but the details are still very scattered because it's so very new, is Gary Owens and his wife, Kenya Duke. They've been married for over 23 years, and they have kids together. I've seen their kids. Their kids are so cute. I know some of their kids are in college. I've seen that. Also, I don't know if the girl's name is Dallas or if he cheated with a girl that lives in Dallas. I'm so confused. All I know is Claudia Jordan's name was brought up, and Claudia Jordan was like, keep me out of this. I don't know the girl. I don't want to know the girl. And if I know the girl, she was just like, No, ma'am. I want no parts of this. I want no smoke. But the wife is like, really, she's done. And I really wasn't expecting Gary Owens to be out here creeping. Who is Zaddying on? Who? Gary Owens? I'm sure he's I know some people, people find funny guys really attractive, and they just Gary Owens. Anyway, moving along. The main topic, the star of the show, the topic that everybody has been talking about this week, honey. The topic that could have been a whole episode by itself is Derrick Jackson. Derrick Action Jackson, honey. Oh my gosh. So if you don't know who he is, or if you've been under a rock, or if you have not been on social media at all this week, Derrick Jackson, of course, is like our version of Steve Harvey. He gives relationship advice. He's always commenting on Shade Room. He's always first to. He's basically always uplifting women and telling us we're worthy, we're worth it. Mentioned cheap black, and he walks around. He's an ambassador for Black Men Don't Cheat. What? He wears the T-shirt. He bashes men that cheats. He like has zero remorse for men that cheat. Come to find out, he's been cheating on his wife the whole entire time that they were dating. Now, let me just say this, okay? My phone, I'm sorry. My phone just been making mad noise. If I was recording this towards the beginning and it was making noise, I would just redo this over. But I'm like 20-something minutes and I am not. I am not recording this over. Anyway. And I'm sure you already know I'm realist of real. And I'm sure you guys are not bougie like that. I know you guys appreciate me and I appreciate you. And I know you guys know that I'm going to give y'all content when I can. And I know that you love how real it is. So, oh my goodness, we're 25 minutes in. Let me get to the real of it, because the show is going to cut and I'm going to have to continue on a part two, okay? So Derek and his girl have been together for 14 years, but they only been married since 2018. They have two kids, and like I said, he's like the self-love guru. And all of a sudden, this girl comes out of nowhere saying that her and Derek have been together for 10 years. What? There are girls coming out of everywhere. There's a girl saying that they were together and he had an apartment. He had a bachelor pad. There's a girl that's coming out saying that she was a doctor. And I know everybody has seen the apology video. And she's sitting there with her bonnet. She's sitting there looking like she just rolled out of bed. She had lint on her shirt and everything. And he's sitting there talking about, oh, first he's saying, oh, I didn't cheat. We just had sexual relations, but we didn't have sex. Then he's sitting there saying he did have sexual relations. Because these girls are just keep coming. It's like DJ Khaled, another one, another one, another one. And then he does a reaction video to his own apology video in third person. Mind you, he's still saying him and his wife gonna work it out. But allegedly, the video that he's doing, talking about he's getting it together, he's parked in front of his mistress's house. And that's the mistress that's a doctor. So she has like security cameras all over the place. So he's trying to figure out where the security cameras are so he could try to get rid of the footage that claims or shows that he's been there. Child, it's a mess. I think they're on like mistress number four already. And this girl, I'm telling you, his wife, I can't. How you gonna be the self-love guru and cheating on your girl the whole time? And then she's sitting there talking about the saying a bonnet. This is a helmet of salvation. Girl, and he still, if this is true, what this doctor is allegedly saying, and he's doing an apology video parked in front of his mistress' house, she needs to just pack it up. This is crazy. I can't deal. Mind you, this is the condensed version because there's so much going on with that situation. Oh my gosh. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But Derek and his wife, like I said, they met in college. So this is all she knows. I'm trying to give sis some credit. This is all she knows. She doesn't know basically almost any other man. So maybe she just wants to stick by him because they've been together so long. I don't know. But she better get a backbone. Ain't no way I'm sitting there in an apology video with my man, sitting there holding his hand, and he gonna sit there and tell the world how he cheated on me. Hell no. You cheated on me by yourself, you're gonna apologize to the world by yourself. I don't want no parts of this. You're not gonna use me to save face. Hell no. You take that heat and all that smoke by yourself. So the other thing that happened today that I'm so glad I waited for. There's a couple of things that happened this weekend that I'm so glad that I waited for. And I'm going to talk about that part in a little bit because I'm going to wait for this to time out because you only allow 30 minutes. So I'm going to come right back and I'm going to continue it. I'll be right back, y'all. Okay, so the things that happened this weekend that I'm so glad that I waited for is my boy. I don't even know if he's my boy anymore. Little Nas X. So I personally was glad that he lived in his truth. He came out the closet. And I'm like, wow, we're living in a time that a major rapper is openly gay, which was cool to me. I was like, wow, this is great. But he has this new song out now, and he is sliding down a pole, sliding down to hell, whatever have you. And he's twerking on the devil. The video is visually good. I'm not even gonna hold you. I'm not crazy about the song. It's not really my cup of tea. But I'm like, do you, boo? I'm still the movement that you're going, you know, like the openly gay rapper. I'm pumping my fist for that because I've never seen a mainstream artist that's a rapper that's openly gay. I've never seen one before. He's the first one that I've seen that's openly gay that's been on mainstream radio. But besides that, this is what I'm not cool with. He has a devil shoe that is coming out. Now, it's modified Air Maxes. He's only going to be releasing 666 pairs. It has a drop of human blood in each pair. Now, Nike say they do not endorse it. They said these are modified Air Maxes, Air Maxes that have already been released. They don't want no parts of it. They don't want no smoke. And they will be sold for $1,000. I think it's a little over $1,000, like $1,000 and $18 or something. You might as well say round it up, $1,020, whatever have you. Now, and it has Luke 10:18. Scripture, like the, you know, on the side, which I'm just like, really, really? He's twerking on the devil, which is fine, like, but he twerks on the devil and then he like lures him in and then he snaps his neck in the video. And that's whatever, that's creative, whatever, freedom. But this shoe, nah, man. I can't with the shoe. I'm not with that shoe. I'm not wearing no devil shoe. I'm not doing it. I don't know why he decided to do that, but it's a free country. If that's what he chooses to do, that's what he chooses to do. Me personally, I don't want it. I don't want no parts of it. I don't even want to even be around people that's wearing it. Like, wow, you really wearing those? All right, well, you have a good day. Praise Jesus. I'm gonna go over here. That's basically what I'm gonna say. Okay, so I'm moving on from that topic. I'm not even gonna put too much light. I ain't even gonna put too much light on it. I'm just telling y'all the main source of it. Now, if y'all want to hear something funny, I don't know who came up with this list, but Prince William has been deemed the sexiest bald man alive. I'll pause for y'all to ponder on that, to laugh or whatever y'all want to do. Prince William, okay? And what makes it even funnier is The Rock is number 9. Are you serious? Are you kidding me? The Rock should be number 1. Prince William should be number 99. First of all, he's not even bald. He's balding. I don't know what the hell. Helen Keller must have made this damn list. I don't know who made this list. Okay? What the hell? I'm telling you, only March 2021 will this list come out with this mess. He paid somebody. He paid somebody. I'm telling you, paid somebody. So the other madness that happened is my boy, I don't care what y'all say, I will always love Mike Tyson. I met him once when I was a little girl in Brownsville. He's from Brownsville, as you know, and he always showed love to the kids there. He turned down a fight with Evander Holyfield for $25 million. Now, as you know, he barely made it out of the fight with Roy Jones. He's probably thinking about his well-being. He's probably thinking about his health, and health is wealth. Health is priceless. If something happens to him in the ring, he can't put a price on that. So I applaud him for thinking about his health first. And maybe we'll see something else from him, you know. But I did enjoy seeing him in the ring with Roy. It would have been cool to see him in the ring again. Maybe not Evander. Maybe Evander might be too advanced for him, or the history with them is not what he wants. I totally get it, Mike. I love you. I still will always love you. Ain't too much Mike could do. I love Mike. I'm sorry. I just love Mike. I always defend Mike. I don't know why. It's something about him. I always defend him. And I always defend Martin Lawrence. I love Martin Lawrence. I'll tell y'all a small story, Snapple fact. Mr. Lawrence, Martin Lawrence's father, used to live across the street from my father. And Martin used to come, because you know Martin really doesn't have a great way. Allegedly doesn't have a, I'll say allegedly, but everybody know he really don't. Doesn't have the greatest relationship with his father. So he would come maybe once in a blue moon to see his dad. But every time Martin did come to see his dad, he would come and he would play with the kids on the block, which was me. And he would play with us and throw the football around, or, you know, play around and sign autographs and take pictures and give good words to us, and always was so nice and so sweet to us. And I always treasured that. And I was like, wow, I can't believe, you know, he's so nice to us. So I always have a soft spot for Mike Tyson, for how nice he was to the kids back in the day in Brownsville. And Martin Lawrence, I just have a soft spot for them. I just, no matter what the media says. And the last story I have that happened that I'm going to talk about, because I'm there's millions of other things that happened this month. I was going to talk about Sharon Osbourne and that daggone Pierce Morgan, but I'm not even going to talk about them because it's too much. It's just too much. But the last thing I'm going to talk about is on a good note. I'm going to end it on a good note. Rihanna says she's coming out with a new song really soon. It's a single. I don't know what it's going to be called. I don't know what it's about. Rihanna could sing the damn alphabet for all I damn care right now. I really need me a Rihanna song in my life. I miss Rihanna so much. I don't even know what to do. I don't even know what to do. I really miss her and her music. We need a Rihanna album so bad. I'm so happy that she's doing so well in all her other endeavors, but I really want a Rihanna album in my life. But supposedly, allegedly, we're going to be having a Rihanna song coming out soon. I hope it's right in time for the summer, for we can have a good song to be barbecuing and dancing to out in these streets this summer. Wouldn't that be dope? Well, that's it, everybody. March Madness. I can't think of anything else. I'm telling you, something else happens between now and April, because literally it's the 28th, the nighttime of the 28th. Which is possible. Anything can happen between now and April 1st that could have been added. But it's been a wild ride. And March has been crazy. So stay tuned. I might throw a bonus episode here and there. You never know. So hang in there. We're about to do the closing remarks. Speak to you soon. Hey, so it is the closing segment, guys. Thanks for rocking with me for this whole episode. We had a few hiccups, some crazy, weird phone sounds here and there, some experimental sounds, but it is what it is. That's why I love you guys for sticking with me. So, as I said, this is now a monthly podcast. You may get a bonus episode here and there, but mostly the podcast will be coming towards maybe the end of every month. So look out for it, all right? Make sure you support the podcast. Share if you care, okay? If you want to comment, you have any suggestions, or if you want to be a guest, please email me at fromthemindofcc@gmail.com. You already know CC is spelled C-E-C-E. And of course, please support my other endeavors, Slayed by Miss Cece. That's SlayedByMzCece.com. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Snapchat. I'm on Twitter. I'm on a lot of things. You name it. That's my main handle. You already know, beauty products, everything of that nature, I am on it. And my other endeavor, which is intimacy and wellness products and lingerie, which is Sweet Dark Desires. Sweet Dark Desires, desires ends with a Z, not a S, okay? And that's a .com, and I'm also on Instagram. So please make sure you take care of yourself. Please stay safe. Please make sure you stay blessed and in his favor. And I will speak to you guys next time. Peace.